Hey, little sister, it's your girl, Andrea Monroe Kalima, author and founder of Hey Little Sister, Inc., and I am back for another episode of Hey Little Sister. Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are well. It is another day, and I am grateful to be alive. You know, I used to wake up sometimes and dread going to work. My 9-to-5 job can be very stressful at times. And I think what makes it so stressful is that there's a lot of vicarious trauma, right? So by that, I mean, I work with women and children who have experienced trauma, but because I am an empathetic and sensitive person, you know, sometimes I take that trauma onto myself and it can be like mentally draining. And then I get frustrated because even though I am working with these women and children, I am limited by how much or how I can help them. I'm very limited by the things that I can say and the things that I can do to support them. So it kind of frustrates me. And it also enrages me to see the things that these women and children endure. And I guess that is the primary reason why I started this podcast, because I needed to find an outlet to reach out to them and to let them know that even though I can't say it when I'm in front of them, I see them. Like, I see the tremendous pain that they have endured. I also see the tremendous courage and strength that it takes them to still be standing. And I see how discouraged they are at times and how they want to give up and they feel isolated from those around them who don't understand the battlefield that's going on inside of their minds. And it hurts me to my core. And sometimes it's just enough to make me want to roar like a lioness, you know, because I don't know, there's just so much going on in this world that we don't even know. I mean, the amount of cases of domestic violence that I've encountered, it blows my mind. And so as I was thinking about what I was going to discuss on this episode today, you know, several things came in my mind, and then I thought about domestic violence and how many women I've encountered who are victims of domestic violence. And, you know, I come from my cultural background. I'm West Indian by culture. And, you know, I come from a line of very fierce Jamaican women who, you know, you would be very intimidated to go toe-to-toe with them. So fighting back comes natural for me, right? But it is not the same for everyone. And I will go as far as saying that I have had an experience where someone that I won't even say dated, but someone that I was getting to know, put his hands on me. And the shock of it stunned me. It was unexpected. That blow, it shocked me and rocked me to my core. And then I came to myself and I remembered who I was and the line of women who I come from. And then I fought back. And then that was it. And I knew not to revisit that situation again. And I knew that I would never allow that individual to ever have that opportunity to do that again to me. But what I have come to understand about domestic violence is that it is more complicated than I could have ever imagined. I have to be very careful with this because I want to make sure that I'm articulating this well and I'm explaining exactly what it is I'm trying to convey here. I guess I'm trying to say that, you know, I always thought it was a cut and dry situation. What? He put his hands on me, I fight back, and that's it. It's over. Hey, little sister. If you are a victim of domestic violence, there is help out there. You can call the National Domestic Abuse Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. All calls are anonymous and confidential. You can call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there is help out there. At least call to get some information to explore what your options are. And please, after making the call, delete it from your call list. Because I know that abusers sometimes monitor phone calls of their victims. God bless you. Take care. Hey, little sister, we're back, and I needed that break because when I talk about this subject, I get emotional, and I get upset, and I get angry, you know? It just enrages me to think that someone has the audacity to put their hands on another person in the name of love, you know? It's so contradictory. Anyhow, I'm going to put my emotions aside and just continue on. I wanted to talk about the cycle of abuse, right? There is a pattern that it follows, right? And the first stage of it is called the tension building stage. This is when the victim walks on eggshells and there's this tension building, you know? There is the sense that at any moment, you know, something could occur, right? And that continues for a while until the abusive incident occurs. And that's when the abuser will lash out or hit or rape the victim. And then after that is what they call the honeymoon phase, where the abuser will ask for forgiveness and promise that it'll never happen again. And tell the victim how much they love them. And then the cycle will continue again from the top over and over and over again. And, you know, it really affects the mind of the victim. They have all these mixed signals. They're confused as to whether it's love and there's fear. I mean, If you have not experienced this, it is difficult for you to understand. And I want those who have not experienced it to not judge so harshly these victims, because, like I said, the battlefield that's going on in their mind is tremendous. All right. So I'm going to end our episode today, because I probably could talk forever about this subject because I'm very passionate about it. But perhaps we can talk about it in another episode. But before I go, I want to give a special thank you and shout out to All Access Carpet Cleaners for supporting my podcast financially. That was so unexpected and so appreciated. Very cool. I've had the privilege of using their services, and they are awesome when it comes to carpet cleaning and all your carpet needs. You can visit them at allaccesscarpetcleaners.com for more information. And that's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Please don't forget to send me your voice notes, your thoughts, concerns, comments, and topics of interest that we can discuss. That's it for today. Ciao for now. God bless you guys.